Welcome to the Rising Modern Woman podcast. You are both a masterpiece and a work in progress, and that is okay. You are here on earth to grow, to learn, and to fulfill your soul's purpose. Hi, I'm Kath, your host. In this podcast, we talk about spirituality, personal development, mindset, and weaving your dream life. Knowing yourself, your soul, is the first step. Take back your power and be in charge of the life you are meant to live. You are more powerful than you think. Hello, my love. I'm so excited to record a podcast episode today because I decided that I wanted to do something like a sort of a life update, but also in a practical sense, because I wanted to share some of the things that I did in the start of the new year that really helped me outline what I want to achieve this year and what I want to prioritize this year. I think that I missed talking about practical personal development stuff in the podcast, and I want to create healthy balance of spiritual and practical stuff here because I know that sometimes we need reminders about practical stuff as well. So I'm so excited for this episode. Before we get into the episode, my love, I would love to mention that I'm having a New Year sale for RMW. All my readings are 22% off. You can simply use the code 2022 upon checkout to enjoy this discount. All right, let's get into the episode. I also just wanted to share the energetic atmosphere, astrologically speaking, at this point in time because a lot is happening in the sky. And personally, astrology is one of the most useful tools I have ever encountered when it comes to helping me understand the energetic atmosphere and help me understand myself and why certain things are resurfacing for me. So looking at the astrology of the times is something that I do on a regular basis, and I love sharing bits and pieces of this information here in the podcast as well. Before we dive into the dates and all that, I wanted to share something that the Pinnacle has said about the month of January. It is reflected on the January lesson from the records as well. So if you haven't heard that episode, feel free to listen to the previous episode. It's very supportive and the alignment tips are so on point as well. According to the Pinnacle, January is not a time to grind and hustle and burn yourself out. January is a bridge month, which means it's a time for evaluation, for reassessment, for recalibration. It is not the time to take the largest or biggest leaps of our year just yet. And I think that when I saw the astrology surrounding our current time, it really matches this vibe as well. So I'm gonna start sharing now. I think that in the previous episode, I have mentioned briefly, very briefly, that Venus is in retrograde as of this moment in the sign of Capricorn, and it has been in retrograde since December last year. Retrogrades happen when there is an illusion that planets are moving backwards. And in astrology, planets signifies a lot of things for us, a lot of themes. And when we talk about Venus, we're talking about the themes that include our relationships, our luxuries in life, our partnerships, all the comfort that the material world offers us. So a retrograde in the sign of Venus would mean reevaluating our partnerships, the way we view material comforts, our security, and all other themes related to that. And the reason why I included Venus retrograde in Capricorn in this update is because we are still experiencing this. It started last December 19 and it will end on January 29. But even though retrogrades end, we still have this post-shadow period around 15 days after a retrograde ends, wherein we could take time to evaluate what happened and what themes were prominent and even the little problems that we have encountered and could think of better ways to approach them or heal them or simply reflect on them. If you are a long-time listener as well, I have mentioned Mercury retrograde a lot of times here. And interestingly, for this year, we will be having 4 Mercury retrogrades. And the first Mercury retrograde is happening this month. It starts in January 14 in the sign of Aquarius. And it persists until February 3, but it's interesting because it starts with the sign of Aquarius, but then it shifts into the sign of Capricorn in January 26 to February 3. So you can see how we will be playing with many themes when it comes to this Mercury retrograde, considering that we have 2 signs that encompass the period. One of the basic things that we are aware of when Mercury retrograde happens is that technology glitches, miscommunication, changes in your short travel schedules, and all other things related to logic, communication, and the way we think would be affected. And the reason behind that is because in astrology, Mercury actually pertains to the planet of communication, coordination, expression, and the way we process things. So you can expect little mishaps when it comes to that, but it is nothing to be really worried about because retrogrades are always a time for self-reflection and seeing what things are no longer working for you. This Mercury retrograde in Aquarius and Capricorn will really help us reassess things that are related to the way we communicate, whether it's with ourselves or with other people, and also the themes about partnerships, self-worth. Self-worth is such a huge one. Mercury retrogrades are also a time to think before we say something, before we sign something, and always double-check the information that is presented to us. There is a room to misinterpret other people when times are foggy during Mercury retrogrades, but at the same time, it serves as such a wonderful time to look into how we process the things that are being presented to us. Before I got into astrology and first heard about Mercury retrograde, it made me feel a bit scared. I feared the dates. But now I see the dates as opportunities to know myself better and to straighten what needs to be straightened. Another thing about Mercury retrograde that you should know is that sometimes people from the past and other stuff from the past, such as old opportunities, old projects, could come back and present itself to us once again. So you might hear about exes trying to reconnect with you, old friends that you had a falling out with suddenly wanting to hang out again. So discernment is always a key during this time. And really thinking about what deserves your attention and your time is very, very important. And Aquarius also rules technology, so we could expect to have a little bit more glitches during this time, but it's okay. It's okay. Don't panic. Just make sure to always double check and back up everything that you might need, especially the important ones. Aside from the Venus retrograde, Mercury retrograde, we also have an upcoming full moon this January 17. And it's very phenomenal because it's in the sign of Cancer. And in astrology, the sign of Cancer is actually ruled by the moon. And that means that this full moon is more potent because the moon is in its home sign. The sign of Cancer is known to be very sensitive, emotional, nurturing. So you can really expect this full moon to shed light with how we find comfort, how we nurture ourselves and other people, how we nurture our environment and the world around us. Another thing is that full moons are always the culminating point. It is the brightest part of the moon cycle, which means that truths, secrets are illuminated during this point in time. So I think it might be nice to prepare ourselves for any emotional thing that we could experience during the full moon in Cancer, or even as its energy is still present, which is around 5 days after the full moon. I see this full moon as a wonderful opportunity for reflection because the moon being in the sign of Cancer also heightens our intuition, our empathy, the way we see ourselves and other people in a more emotional side. So it is great to harness this into something that could be helpful to assess how we feel about things in our life right now and how we could help ourselves in any way that we can when it comes to our emotional state. And since we are talking about our sensitivity, I see this full moon as a chance to embrace that feminine side of us. And I'm not speaking about the gender, being a man or a woman, but that energy that exists within all of us. We all have this feminine and masculine energy within us, and the feminine energy supports our creativity, how we nurture other people, the way that we express ourselves. I think that this is such a great time to embrace that part of us that sometimes society wants us to conceal. Right after that beautiful full moon, we have another cosmic event, which is the arrival of a new season on January 19 or 20, depending on where you are in the world. We will be entering the sign of Aquarius, where it will be until February 17. This is important because we will have many planets in Aquarius during the time that we are in this season. And to give an overview, I really love Aquarius energy because it really stresses out our hunger for knowledge, for adventure, and being original, which means for me being authentic. If we compare it to the season where we are right now, which is Capricorn season, which speaks more about practicality, how responsible we are, how we comply with the order of the world around us, Aquarius energy is something that I see as liberating ourselves from any standards and just being who we are. If Capricorn season really helped us see how we work hard for our own ambitions and our own successes in life this time, because Aquarius is the humanitarian of the zodiac, we would be looking into the collective as well and probably see what is for the betterment of not only ourselves, but also for the community that we're included in. I just love Aquarius energy so much. I see it always as a transformative time, a time for innovation, a time for looking at the possibilities that is presented to you. All right, I think I will wrap that astrology update up with that. And if you're listening, by the way, I would love to hear your insights about this as well. I would love to know your thoughts about it. And I hope that this podcast episode is not too late for the new year vibes, but I just really wanted to go into the basics and discuss how I planned for 2022. It's very, very simple, and I hope that you can get a thing or two from this. So let's start with goal setting. Other people might think that goal setting for the new year is such a cliche, but it's very, very helpful because it helps you create a roadmap. And it is always better when you know the direction that you want to go to, because if you don't have a roadmap, it's harder to measure your progress. It's harder to see if you're really going to the path that your heart desires. Before goal setting though, I decided to adapt something this year that I don't usually do, which is to decide for a theme which encompasses the overall vibe that I want to have and I want to express. My theme for this year is authenticity, which means being the main character of my life, allowing myself to know myself, appreciate myself, and not be afraid of speaking about it, being proud of my accomplishments, my talents, and not deeming myself for other people. In short, I want to shine my light this year. And even as I was sharing that, there was a part of myself that's saying, no, stop saying that. That sounds so selfish. But that is the old programming in my head that I really wanted to change for so long. What I discovered in my own records and in my own personal development journey is that the truer you are to yourself and the more authentic you are, the happier you are and the greater your impact is to the world, because you allow people to see that it's okay to be themselves as well. And even though sometimes other people might not like you for who you are and that hurts, it's okay because it's not possible to make everyone like us. There will always be polarity and it's okay. So that's my first advice. Should I call it advice? That's the first thing that I did, choose my theme. And the next thing that I did is to identify the three main goals that I want to pursue for this year and to add a little manifestation element in this, I wrote it in present tense. So just, I will not bore you by telling you all these three goals, but just to give you an insight, I chose the goals based on health, personal development, and finances. And the way that I worded my goal for health is very, very simple. I did it in present tense and I will share it with you. The goal number one about health is, I am the most healthy, vibrant, and beautiful version of myself. I love how all-encompassing that goal is because it helps me see the little efforts that I do for my health and for improving my vitality is not something that I should ignore, and I think it gives me room to improve and to reassess. I used to write my goals in a way that is not that healthy for me if ever I stumble along the way, and now through doing this method, it's a bit lighter and doable, and I love it. While creating your goals, you can also create a vision board. I do it all the time, and you don't even have to edit a whole vision board. You can just create a Pinterest board and, you know, label it as 2022 vibes and all that. Having a visual representation of your goals really helps a lot because it inspires you. After choosing my three main goals, I also had a list of goals per category, and I got this one from Lavender. She is my all-time favorite personal development mentor. And the categories that I used are what she mentioned in her New Year video. I'll link that in the show notes below so you can find it. I'll just recite it here so that you'll have an idea. And don't feel pressured to use this. We all have our different values and what we want to prioritize. So it's possible that you would omit some of these categories, or you could add if you'd like to. So the categories here are health, relationships, career, personal growth, money, home goals, creative goals, and spiritual goals. That's all that I did for my goals. And after that, I made it a point that I would assess these goals not only at the end of the year, but also weekly, monthly, and quarterly. And the way that I would do it is not taxing, don't worry. What I would just do for the weekly basis is to identify all the habits and actions that I did that contributed to these goals and ask myself, what else could I do for the next week to contribute to any of these goals? And it's very, very simple, but very effective. I tried it in the first week of January and felt a little bit good about myself. You know, by doing this, that you're making tiny little steps, and that's what matters. Because sometimes when we review our goals yearly, we look at the big picture and we fail to realize that every step of the way counts, and we feel like a failure because we didn't make the big leaps. But then we forget that we did something. And for the monthly, it's the same as the weekly, because I would ask myself the highlights of the month and connect how it contributed to my goals. It will also be the same for the quarterly, asking yourself what was your highlights for the past 3 months and how it contributed to your overall goals. And the cycle repeats, the weekly, the monthly, and the quarterly. And for the yearly, it's the biggest picture among the four assessments, because what you will list in there is the highlights of your year and how you improved. It's very, very simple, but I think that it will be helpful and not something too intimidating. So that's basically how I created my goal list and how I would assess myself. Let's talk about one thing that I also want to adapt in this year, which is a non-negotiable list. So this non-negotiable list is simply a list of small habits, doable habits that you would do every day no matter what, that would help you and nourish you. I chose 4 habits. I want to share it here to inspire you to create your own list, and don't feel pressured if you only would want to have one non-negotiable, because it's all that you think you could commit to. It's totally okay. You can build from there, and you could always edit your non-negotiable list. So mine is moving my body every day. 2 is learning something new every day. 3 is meditating. And 4 is journaling. I purposefully did not put any metrics because it means that I can have some freedom to tweak how many minutes I would do it or what the exact activity is. And it makes it a lot easier for me to stick to it. So I guess what I can say is that you don't have to be harsh with yourself when you're making your lists, and you don't have to pressure yourself into something that would be a lot harder for you. it's all right to take the small steps. It's all right to think about what you could commit to in the long run, and every step of the way counts. Before I end this episode, I would also love to share some journal prompts that could help you. First is, what are my values? Second is, how do I see myself at the end of 2022? The third one is, how can I express my truest self more this year? That's all I have for you guys. I enjoy recording this podcast episode so much. So if you enjoy the show, feel free to give this show a rating. There is a rating option on Spotify now. So if you're listening on Spotify, feel free to give this podcast a rating. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, this will really help the show a lot. Thank you for being here and sharing your energy with me. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at Rising Modern Woman. I always post updates there. And by the way, I also do updates, energy readings in there. So if you want to be more updated with the cosmic times, if you want to have a better understanding of the Akashic records and all that, feel free to follow me there, and I'll speak to you very, very soon. I love you. Have a nice day or night ahead.